Okay. It's literally, it's unbelievable how many of these brilliant German-associated coaches are all linked to Ralf Rangnick.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Tuesday, Champions League. Da-da-da-da-da-da, the champions.
That was horrendous.
I'm trying to find you in the mini league, James, to see how many points ahead of you I am. But genuinely, I've got down to a few finger swipes. I can't find you. Where are you?
Shall I do the intro again for you, Serge?
You ready for Champions League fantasy on the Planet FPL Patreon channel? Big up yourselves.
Do you know what you're doing this week, mate?
Mate, I just logged into my team.
Why does that not surprise me?
I didn't make my transfers last time round. So do you know where I got screwed over?
By not logging in?
Yeah. The only player on my bench that really outscored my main team was... You're beating me, mate. What are you talking about? You're 6 points ahead of me.
I'm ahead of you now. Is that why you can't find me?
6 points ahead of me. I was looking backwards. Yeah, a whole massive 6 points. You got 93 points. I got 70. I left Kante on the bench. I should have bought Kante on for Alvarez. And that would have been 11 points, mate. But
bad times.
I left the armband on Cancelo. Who did you end up with the armband on?
Vlahovic.
Okay, so Cancelo outscored Vlahovic.
Vlahovic. So I'd had Lewandowski was one captain. Oh, I captained Cancelo the first night.
Yeah, me too, and then left it on him.
Oh, well, we had the touch then doing that. I'd said to you when we did the pod 3 weeks ago that for me it would have to be two returns to go with it and just leave it on him considering what was still to go. The non-attacking return wasn't enough for me to leave it on. It was plenty. It went Mahrez that night. Well done. I had Mahrez as well and wish had gone that way. And 11 points, I definitely would have left it. Then I went Lewandowski, was a blank. Then I went Vlahovic, scored after about 50 seconds, didn't he, on his Champions League debut in Spain against Villarreal. And then there was the choice whether to go with Allaire or not the next night. And I want to say that was the night I was at Burnley, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it must be. It was the night I was at Burnley.
It was a cold Wednesday.
And to be honest, I was looking at it and I was going... I've got the goal last night from Vlahovic. What are you expecting from Allaire away to Benfica? So I left it on Vlahovic. I thought, I'll take the six, let it go.
Four goals.
And Allaire scored twice the next night. Just a shame one of them was an own goal.
Against Sporting?
No, against Benfica.
Sorry, I've gone back a week too far.
So Allaire's was 4 points. So, I mean, what was interesting from the 93 points I got, which was a pretty good return, I think, was the 11 that actually ended up in my team. Returns for all of them just kind of ended up short with one of my poorer players actually being on the captaincy in the end. So 6 for Edison, 10 for Silva, 8 Rudiger, 7 Azpilicueta, 8 Cancelo, 8 Trent, 8 Salah, 11 Mahrez, 11 Kante. What a touch, mate. Man of the match for Kante, 7 ball recoveries and an assist. He's a little beast in this game, actually. Vlahovic, captain for 12, and Allaire for 4. The players who came out were Sane, Lewandowski, Alvarez, 3 points, Pasveer, 2 points. And Pasveer is now carrying an injury going into the second legs. Suj looks like he's deep in thought studying his team. Have you worked out to see how many points you got, mate?
I was thinking how many points down I am by not making my moves. About 10.
So what's your overall rank?
Good question.
So I'm 6,120.
Yeah, I'm only 6 points behind you, so...
I'm interested to know what the difference
is. 8-1-2-8.
Okay.
My team, as it stands this week, is lined up. And I can't tell you by date necessarily, James, just by team. But I've got still got 4 Chelsea players. Mendy, Rudiger, Thiago Silva, N'Golo Kante. I feel like that's fairly...
So can I tell you a little tip? So if you click on the player to sub them,
yep,
you can get the dates up for all the players.
How?
So just click on one of your subs.
Done it.
Click sub in. And then at the bottom, it gives you like fixtures, date, match day, points.
That's when it gives... Yeah, because on the website, it gives you that option all the time. On the mobile, it doesn't. Right. So, playing this week, I have Ulrich in goal, Trent, Kimmich.
You think you do. Neuer's back.
Yeah, it's fine. Mendy will come in his place, if I remember to put him in. Cancelo, Trent and Kimmich, Salah, Sane, Lewandowski. Next week, I've got Vlahovic, Alvarez, Rudiger, Thiago, Kante, Danjuma, and Haller. So I'm allowed three transfers. So who should I bin?
Well, first key thing to say is please use the free transfers. I didn't notice till it was put in our Patreon UCL Fantasy Slack channel this morning that you can't roll at this stage. Rasmus Anderson put it in. It's in the small print. That it says like, oh, you can roll transfers, but actually then it says later on, it says in the knockout stage, you can't carry any transfers over. So you may as well use the free transfers.
Okay, so I'm going to sell Ulrecht. I'm going to sell Thiago Silva.
Why do you want to sell Thiago Silva?
I'll get Reece James instead. Or maybe I'll sell Kimmich.
Well, I'm thinking of buying Kimmich.
Okay, I'll leave Kimmich. I don't really know who to sell, James.
Well, look, let's think about this logically, right? So, okay, let's take a step back. Right, captains. Who's your captain tonight? You've got Bayern and Liverpool playing. Bayern at home to Salzburg 1-1.
Lewandowski.
Yeah, well, that's probably the way I'm going to go. You've got Liverpool at home to Inter as well. Tomorrow night, you've got City at home to Sporting, but potential quite large rotation, and it might leave me with nothing tomorrow night from a captaincy, and I'm not sure that's a particular position that I want to be in. And now, obviously, I can't foresee what the Champions League lineup's going to be for Manchester City. I've got Mahrez and Cancelo, and I'd potentially like to get myself a backup captaincy option. Now, of course, if Lewandowski does the business tonight, and I think it's same thing, I need two attacking returns or more, then I stick. Otherwise, I potentially want to move on. The problem is,
you can't make midweek transfers, can you?
No, so they've got to be done now. So the issue is, right, so I'm not going to obviously invest in sport in Lisbon. I can't see the City team. I've got Edison as well, I suppose. So, I mean, last resort, I could even, if Lewandowski blanked tonight, I suppose I could probably captain Edison. I would imagine he will still play. I actually think the City team will be stronger than what we anticipate
tomorrow.
No, I can see it. I can't see it now in terms of transfers. Okay,
of course, obviously. That's
in terms of, do I need a captaincy coverage tomorrow? I've got three City players. I guess in theory, Edison, Cancelo, Mahrez, I'm probably a bit unlucky if I miss all three of them from a captaincy coverage. But what have you got from the City game?
Just Cancelo.
So would you think about investing in Real Madrid versus PSG to give yourself an extra captaincy
option?
Well,
it's a draw, that 1-1, isn't it? So picking up Benzema or Neymar or something.
I think Benzema you should consider maybe then. Mm. Messi back at the Bernabeu.
What about Mbappe?
Doubtful. Might not travel. Although we should probably know that before the deadline comes around.
So I could sell
today.
Vlahovic for Benzema.
You could, but then that doesn't particularly make sense because, really, I've said on the last day, he's the best option for the last day, even more so than the Chelsea.
But just run the risk with Cancelo. Obviously, if Lewandowski goes off today, then I don't need to massively cover it off.
I think that's my thought process is, yeah, I've got three City players tomorrow. I mean, I expect Lewandowski probably to do the business tonight. If not, then fine, I've got the coverage of the three City players tomorrow. Next Tuesday, Alair again at home to Benfica. That's fine. And then the Wednesday, I've got Vlahovic / the Chelsea players if it goes that far.
Same for me.
So, fine then. We don't need to cover for captaincy for you then, if you're happy with that. What did you say the one City you've got is?
Cancelo.
Well, I guess it's just that, isn't it? Mind you, Cole Walker's suspended, so what's their options?
Right back. Well, Zinchenko can play left back and Cancelo can move to right back. Move Laporte out to right back. Play Stones as right back.
I'm not interested in getting involved in the PSG and Real Madrid game. One of the reasons why is, I think if I suddenly look, I've got four Chelsea, I've got two Bayern, City are basically through, I've got two Liverpool. Bayern is the one where, do you know what? I don't think they're certain to go through tonight. I was reading a really interesting article today. It's from about a month ago, actually, with the Salzburg coach, Matthias Yassel. And this is probably of interest note to Manchester United fans. Another one. It comes back and links to Ranić, you know that?
Okay.
Phenomenal. So this fella who's a Salzburg manager now, he's been compared, partly because of age, but actually his style is not too different to that of Julian Nagelsmann, who's the opposition manager tonight. So Yassel was only 33. His career actually ended. He was on the fringes of the full Germany squad as a player when he was a youngster. And his career, because of injury, ended when he was 26. He'd suffered injury problems for years and years, which is why he never made it into the Germany national team. Dropped down divisions, had to retire when he was 26. Who gives him the opportunity as a coach? Ranić.
Okay.
It's unbelievable how many of these brilliant German-associated coaches are all linked to Ralf Ranić. I just think maybe he's not a great manager.
Yeah.
Might be the problem. And perhaps Manchester United, in terms of egos and stuff, it just doesn't fit. But I'm absolutely convinced, as I was last summer when Tottenham were looking for a director of football, that Ranić knows his onions. All of these fuckers follow him, mate.
Mm.
Then look up to him and stuff, right? And Yassel was another one who's come through the production line. He's going to be the next kind of sought-after young managerial name that you hear about in the next 12 months or so. I really like what I've looked at, actually, researching him. He's probably looking at generally a 4-3-1-2 is a favoured system, but they might play something very different at Bayern tonight. Having done the reading on him today, I actually would like to watch that game tonight. Unfortunately, someone's recording Clash of Correspondence tonight, so that's not going to happen. But having looked into him, them, and a little bit of Bayern Munich's form recently, honestly, it's not a given. And I think Bayern will go through. I'm sure we all think that. And I'm not saying to anyone, don't captain Lewandowski or anything like that. Sure, of course, I'm going to do that. They beat Seville, mate, to go through. You know, second in La Liga, mate. It's not a piss take. And they've got a good crop of young players. I think Okafor might be doubtful tonight, I think, Suj.
Okay.
Who's one of their brightest talents. They really do have some good young players there. And I think if you've got their assets, I wouldn't necessarily fret to get rid tonight. I'll tell you what I will give you in terms of a Bayern shout-out for a name. If you're in a luxury position, I think maybe like you are, Suj, where you're like, I don't know what to do tonight. You ever heard the name Omar Richards?
Nope.
He's an English left back, joined Bayern Munich from Reading some time ago. He's now 24. He started for them on Saturday. He's 3.9.
Wow.
I'd potentially punt that if he's in the team tonight. Mm. I think 3.9. Remember, we spoke about further down the line, how much of the bench you necessarily going to... Yes, it's handy, but if you can have someone sitting there who's dirt cheap, like,
yep.
Well, I spoke about the idea of... you've got Alvarez, haven't you, at Ajax?
Yes.
The idea that actually, as they progress, he's just a brilliant little facilitator, and you might even get to the point with someone like that where you go, even when they go out, do I even want to get rid of him? And that would possibly be the case with someone like Richards, who's definitely not first choice. But I think Alphonso Davies is out again, and Richards might even start tonight. It's 3.9. Now, I'm thinking of getting Kimmich as probably an Azpilicueta replacement. He's flagged on the site, but the reports yesterday from Thomas Tuchel ahead of Chelsea's game on Thursday was that Azpilicueta is now fit again, and Marcos Alonso's also overcome some COVID issues. As Suji's lead flies out of his...
I can still hear you, mate.
I know that, because we're in the same room, sweetheart. As his lead flies out of his headphones. So what I'm thinking of doing is, as Azpilicueta to Kimmich, but I genuinely might go for Richards if he's in the Bayern Munich team to leave me a bit more power down the line. I've got Pazvia. Now, I don't think it's a certainty that Ederson plays for City. I think he does, but I don't think it's a certainty. So I do think I do need to cover that up. And Onana, what's your name? He's only 4.5. He's short-term, but I think he'll play tonight. He's played the last couple in the league. Oh, not tonight, rather next week, obviously. Stick him in at 4.5 as a backup in case something doesn't work out with Ederson. And then I don't really know with myself what I'm doing from there with the final transfer, but our old mate, Serge, Leroy, he's not started the last two for Bayern.
He's in my team. He's in yours.
Yeah.
So it's time to sell him.
Well, we see the we see the Bayern team tonight, don't we? Kingsley Coman's 8.7, cheaper. That's one way of doing it potentially. I also note though, Serge, the price of Luis Diaz, 8.1. Now, of course, again, we do see the Liverpool team tonight as well. And what I've come to realise looking at this is, and being quite happy with the team and having gone a little bit over the top with Chelsea, where I now feel a little bit more secure with their assets going forward, that I feel like you can make real short-term decisions here because the volume of transfers you've got, right? If the favourites go through in the ties, I'm still going to have 15 available players come the quarterfinals. Now, if someone like Bayern goes out and I buy two Bayern tonight, then that's potentially a problem, obviously. But if they'll go through, I'm making transfers purely just to improve the team in the quarterfinal. I have 5 free transfers, of which there's no point wasting them. So I really think, like, in my case, and it'll be different for some of you who are listening who perhaps got 2 Salzburg players, 2 Villarreal players, kind of, you know, some Benfica, maybe teams that are on the edge and stuff, United, Atletico, stuff like that. In my position, I feel like all the players I've got are going to go through.
Yep.
So I really am making real short-term decisions rather than having to think, oh, is he going through? Is he going out? Bayern's the only one I think's at real danger. Yes, I've got some Ajax players, but I wouldn't expect them to be going right to the end anyway. So if I have to bin, fine. I guess Vlahovic is a little bit of jeopardy at home to Villarreal, but again, not that bothered. So I like the idea that if something does go wrong, going with Richards, if he does play tonight, sticking the money on the outside. And then if Sané's not in the Bayern Munich team, it's a case of, I think it's Diaz or Koeman.
Okay. Who do we think is going to go through in all 8 of these ties? Bayern, Salzburg, probably Bayern, but close call.
Yeah, I think all I'm trying to say is in terms of what I looked into in Salzburg a little bit, and I did because I don't know a lot about them, but partly because I did the video for the advances on Jesse Marsh last week. There was obviously some Salzburg stuff that I went through, which included watching quite a bit of their game when they lost 4-3 at Liverpool last year, when they were 3-0 down, brought it back to 3-3. That might have been 2 years ago, actually. And Haaland scored for Salzburg that night. Taki Minamino scored. I think he scored twice, actually, Minamino. I don't think this is, and we've seen this before, where Bayern smash team 6-7-0 at this stage. Like, I don't think this is one of them. I think Bayern win tonight, but I think it will be like 2 tops 3.
Liverpool, home today.
Liverpool comfy. They've got the 2-0 lead. Inter are going to have to come out and play. By the way, I watched all of that, the first leg, and it was really enjoyable. Really enjoyable. Inter had their moments. Liverpool were brilliantly clinical towards the latter stages of the game. But yeah, Liverpool should certainly be comfortable.
Tomorrow, PSG Real.
Slight favouritism to PSG because they have got the lead, but they've got a few absentees as well. Sergio Ramos is not going to travel either, although he's hardly played for PSG, to be honest. But I think Madrid have got some issues as well. And Casemiro is suspended and another player as well. Give PSG the slight favouritism on the fact that they're winning. But I would not be surprised if PSG went out.
City are going through.
Do you think?
United, Atletico. I still think Atletico will grind it out.
They've not been great, Atletico. And I think United might do the business, actually.
Ajax.
Is next Tuesday, that game?
Yeah, next Tuesday the 15th. Ajax and Benficas.
Ajax at home strong. They have started conceding a couple of goals recently in the Eredivisie. We spoke about this mental defensive record they had. Yeah. I think they drew 2-2, I think, with Valvik at the weekend, which was like put another 50% on their goals conceded tally for the season. But yeah, I would fancy Ajax. I really think they're the whole dark horse completely for this.
So, yeah. Lille and Chelsea. Chelsea going through comfortably there.
2-0, you can't foresee Chelsea going there. They just don't feel like a team, Chelsea. Say they conceded early.
They're not going to concede three, are they?
But just say Lille did score inside the first 10 minutes. You're just about the last team you would expect to buckle, right?
Mm.
Yeah, sort themselves out.
Juve Villarreal still on a knife edge at 1-1.
Yeah, I think Juventus would rightly be favourites for that. By the way, the title race in Serie A is quite interesting at the moment. Juventus actually have got themselves sort of back in contention, but only about 6 points off, and they're fourth. So there's a cute little race going on there at the moment with the two Milan clubs and Napoli. But yeah, I would favour Juventus.
Mm-hmm. So that's a rundown of UEFA Champions League for today. Of course, get in the Slack channel. I think I'll be waiting on the team news before my decisions on transfer champs.
Did you watch any of the games, by the way?
No, I didn't watch any Champions League.
I watched PSG Madrid as well.
Any good?
Yeah. Interesting. It was surprising that Madrid played the game so negatively, I thought. But then I think it was a good example of what's bad about the taking away of the away goals rule. It's almost gone back to the original days. I feel this is going to happen in a lot of games where teams will go away from home and their outset will be 0-0, 0-0, 0-0, 0-0. And when you go 1-0, it's then, okay, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. Just going, that'll do. We'll do the business in the second leg and stuff. And Madrid played the game like that. Whereas, I don't know, that caveat of that away goal, I'm not sure the competition is better off for getting rid of the away goals, personally. As I said, I think there's more games will end up going to penalties. We'll see how we feel about it at the end of the season. But I'm not convinced scrapping it's a good... I just think more games will go to penalties. I'm not convinced it's a good thing. And I think more teams are going to go away from home and just defend. I wouldn't be surprised if PSG just do the same thing tonight to Madrid. Whereas I think if... say they were going there with a 1-0 lead now and they went, you know what? First 10 minutes, going to go for it. And you know if they score first and then they've got the away base, it's done, isn't it? Whereas they could do the same tonight and, yeah, okay, it puts them 2-0 up overall, but you don't feel safe about it.
No.
Suddenly, if you've lost the game on a night, it's extra time. That goal difference really creates... And I obviously, look, I've experienced two incredible nights of watching my team go through on away goals away from home in the Champions League. That whole jeopardy of win-lose on one goal... I think it's sad that we've lost that a bit.
Mm.
That incredible jeopardy, particularly within 90 minutes football, to go from lose or win in the space of one goal, that's been taken away. And I just think that's actually going to provide us overall with more negative football. I understand a lot of the reasoning why it's been binned, but I'm not sure it's the right decision.
Mm. Well, we'll see over a bit of time how it pans out. Good luck tonight with the Champions League. If your team are playing in the Champions League, hope you go through. And we'll be back at you tomorrow with Sky Fantasy Football. Stay safe, look after yourselves, ciao for now.
Thanks everyone, very best of luck. Cue music please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.